Stupid by Simmerine. Read by Daisy Day Versions. Author's notes. First published in fall 2008. Nino is so close to beating the level that he doesn't answer his phone the first two times it rings. The third time, he pauses and grabs it in exasperation. It's June. "What do you want, jerk?" Nino complains. June just laughs. "I got off the phone with Ono." He drawls and then stops. Nino slants a look at the TV. "Yeah?" June snorts. "After like 4 hours. You owe me, Nino." "You talked to Ono for 4 hours?" Nino feels a spark of interest. It's hard to get Ono to talk for that long at all. "Really? Why?" June says caustically, "Because he's finally realized he's in love with you, and somehow that's a big deal." Nino's overhead light in his room flickers a little. The game stays paused, and in his ear, June says, "Nino? Nino? Hello? Nino? What the fuck is the matter with you two idiots? If you're passed out, I'm gonna be pissed." "Huh. What?" Nino grouches. "Hold on a second. Interesting. The way everything sort of slows down just then. Sort of like being in the Matrix. And interesting the way that it took such a long time for the words to get to his mouth and come out of it." He almost laughed for a tiny fraction of a second when June said that, until he realized that June wasn't joking and basically choked on it. Metaphorically, of course. Nino frowned to himself and picked at his toenails. Ono, in love with him? He frowned some more. Maybe June meant that metaphorically, but it didn't sound like it. What he says is, 4 hours? He can just hear the eye roll. Ono thinks I'm smart, and also he's getting revenge because I asked him why he doesn't tell me more things a while ago. I didn't mean he should tell me about his internally conflicted, heartbreaking, profound love for you, but I couldn't really get him to hang up. My throat kind of hurts now, too. You know, Ono didn't do most of the talking. Oh, says Nino. Anyway, says June, heads up. You can stop digging around like 14-year-olds now, and if you ever have sex in the dressing room, I will throw out all of your fucking video games. Digging around? I didn't dig around, Nino protests. Not with your dick, June explains. I meant with the way your life has no focus or aim, except for work and video games. Which is totally enough. It's not like Nino has any free time anyway. And he barely has time for his family, let alone his 4 best friends. But he doesn't say any of that. He doesn't really think it, except in the background, because the whole front of his brain is full of, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, holy fuck, what the hell, oh no. Then something else breaks through. Sex? No way, June interrupts laughing. I had to hear about that from Ono. No way I'm gonna listen to it from you. Call Sho or Iba-chan, but, well, He pauses, obviously thinking the same thing that Nino is momentarily thinking, and concludes, "Call show. Listen, I have to go." "Okay," Nino says automatically. "Bye." And hangs up after June leaves him with the dial tone. He stares at the TV for a while, blankly. But he doesn't turn the game back on because for the life of him, he can't remember the brilliant strategy that he had just figured out was. He wandered downstairs into the kitchen, grabs a rice ball from the fridge, and stands munching it and looking out the window. His mom comes home from running errands or something. "Tadaima!" Wanders into the kitchen and kisses his cheek and says something about dinner or his dad or maybe his job. Nino's not sure. "In love," Nino mutters, frowning, and wanders out of the room before she can say anything else. In the front hall, he kicks off his slippers and steps into the closet full of shoes. Black and brown, long-toed dress lace up, even though there's snow on the ground and he probably shouldn't get them wet, he walks out the door. On the step, he stops and takes a few more bites of the rice ball. His mom's rice balls are the best. "Fuck," Nino mutters to himself. "Sex?" Then he walks down the path, kicking slush out of the way, and opens the gate. No one's gotten the mail yet today, and there's a sealed letter from his agent inside. He closes the lid again and leaves it there. And just then he remembers the way June said heartbreakingly, and feels something hard and tight squish inside his chest. Not exactly like a heart breaking, but maybe like his heart just got kicked in the guts or elbowed by Iva's bony elbows. His hoodie's not meant for wearing outside, and the wind is cold and cutting right through it. If he really wants to wander around like a homeless freak in a daze of personal crisis, he should probably go back inside and grab a coat, Nino thinks, and takes another bite of rice ball. Ono is standing at the end of his street, wearing a fluffy parka with his hands clasped in front of him, his newly bleached bangs blowing in the breeze. He looks small. He looks strong. He looks sad, his pointy little face smoothing expressionless until he meets Nino's eyes, and it's like a cloud moving across the sun. Not because he smiles, but because his eyes come to life. He watches Nino come until Nino walks right up to him. "Want some?" Nino offers him the rice ball. Ono nods solemnly and opens his mouth. Nino stuffs the edge of the rice ball in, and Ono takes a bite. While he chews, Nino unzips his parka. Ono holds his arms up out of the way, cooperatively, and slips inside it with him. Good thing the parka is kind of big. "Cold," says Ono calmly, with his mouth still full of half-chewed rice ball. He wraps his arms around Nino gingerly, pulling the coat around him. It doesn't close all the way. Nino shrugs the question off. He tilts his head and regards Ono's round, girly face. the dusting of unshaved stubble around his mouth, the sleek droop of his long, narrow eyes. Ono lifts his eyes to Nino's face and stops chewing for a moment. He licks his lips and blinks, focusing closely on Nino's face. Something that Ono has to consciously do, because his default setting is a vague, undirected gaze that only focuses directly on you when you grab his attention. Nino has been trying hard, demanding, extorting that look of focus from Ono for years. Nino eats the last bite of rice ball himself, though he kind of has to stuff it into his mouth. It's a little hard to maneuver his arm up inside the confines of the coat. He puts his hand down on Ono's shoulder after, wrapping his other arm around Ono's waist comfortably. Ono's unfazed by Nino in his personal space, of course. He has been used to it for years. He just tightens his arms around Nino a little and doesn't say anything after he finishes chewing and swallowing. Nino's overcome by affection for him in a second, familiar and safe, not alarming or mind-blowing in the least. In love, whispers a voice in Nino's mind that sounds like Ono, not like June. And Nino finishes his bite and moves his face forward, pressing his nose against Ono's, grinning. Ono watches him carefully, a little warily, and Nino laughs and kisses his cheek swiftly. In love with me? Nino asks him. Ono hums thoughtfully. It's just, he says, it's just that you're so, it's you, he says apologetically. I can't explain, really. This is, Nino's heart is beating faster to hear this. He doesn't want to move away from Ono, maybe ever, considering it is hardly the first time Nino has had this thought. Maybe he shouldn't be surprised to think Ono is in love with him, or that he's in love with Ono at least. If they don't imply each other automatically. But, Nino thinks, in the case of Ono and him, they obviously do. That wasn't really the response he was looking for, though. He narrows his eyes a little, looks at Ono under his eyelashes, smiles flirtatiously with half of his mouth. Ono just watches him closely, eyes a little wider than usual. Sex? Nino says. Ono starts at that and stutters. Kazu, I... Ha! Nino leans in and nuzzles soothingly at the edge of Ono's face, and Ono's breath eases out in a whoosh. You're you, says Ono helplessly. So, of course I love you. I'm so stupid, halfway under his breath, but of course, because he's speaking in Nino's ear. Nino can hear it all. Nino wants to laugh. His ears are freezing. Snow is seeping inside his stupid, stylish shoes. He is trapped in a parka with Ono, and his chest is inflating like a helium balloon. He's stupid with it. Crazy, and apparently as dim-witted as Ono, because he would never, ever have believed because he didn't know. Nino squeezes Ono tighter and he can't laugh, but he says, okay. Oh, John, stop. He turns his head and kisses the corner of Ono's mouth, slower this time. Let's go get a coat and some different shoes for me. Then we can... I can't kiss you out here. You can't? Ono says in his ear. Wait. And shoves Nino back by the shoulders, staring at him. What do you mean you can't kiss me here? Nino rolls his eyes. Well, I could, but I'm cold. And Ono stares at him, bewildered, and Nino forgets to breathe. 4 hours, he mutters. What? Says Ono sharply. Nino leans back in, nose to nose, until his mouth is so close to Ono's that Ono has to shut up. And he's gone breathless and cross-eyed, trying to keep track of Nino. I want to take you somewhere where my mom isn't downstairs, Nino murmurs against Ono's mouth. I don't know, your apartment, a dressing room, the back seat of a cab, the bathrooms at the movie theater. I'm not sure I care at this point. And do things to you that you won't be able to tell June because even he wouldn't listen. Ono breathes in shakily. Okay, he murmurs. Nino can taste rice balls on his lips. But June listens to more than you think. The end. Reader's notes. I'm recording this for Voice Team 2025. Recently, Arashi said that they were officially going to disband after doing one last farewell tour that they're planning for spring of 2026, and I've just been feeling really nostalgic for them. So I hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please consider going back and leaving kudos and or comments to the author on AO3. Thanks for listening.